Might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Thank you. to think about the grudges, resentments, and anger that we hold on to every day in our bodies, in our hearts, and in our minds. Whether you're aware of it or not, I am willing to bet you that there is a way that you are disappointed in yourself, that there is a way that
Hi, we're doing good. How about yourselves?
Good, can't complain.
Can you all go around and introduce yourselves, how you got together? Sorry.
Musical chairs.
Yeah. Hi, yeah, I'm Claire. I started Cicada Theory in like 2019, 2020-ish. And at the time, I was in Philadelphia. I'm from Maryland. I'm from like the D.C. area, Maryland suburbs, however you want to call it. But I kind of started the project, and then I was basically, you know, trying to find people to play with, and eventually I moved back home to this area, to Maryland. But I got a little group together with Izzy, and I'll let you, Izzy, take it from here.
Let's see. My name is Izzy Ross. I'm from the Philly area. I'm from Philadelphia. And I met Claire while I was at University of the Arts, which is no longer a college, but when I was there. I think in my sophomore year, which probably would have been around 2022, 2023, I was bored and I was looking for people to play with, and I put out a Facebook post on a DIY Music Philly and got in touch with Claire, and we've been playing shows for since then now, like about 3 years now.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
Hi, I'm Tommy. I'm also from the Philly area. Claire had started the band before I came along. She had already recorded Ayahuasca.
Haiku.
Sorry. I don't remember song names very well, apparently. I played with Cicada Theory for a couple years in the Philly area, doing like a lot of house shows, Well, like the DIY spaces, and I was doing some of the recording with that as well. I played guitar on Ghost and Ayahuasca, as well as bass.
Yes, so Tommy played the guitar solos on Ghost and wrote most of the guitar parts for Great Star Drive, which is formerly known as Ayahuasca, but I'm gonna call
it. Song names are not my forte, apparently, today.
But yeah. Anyway, so we've been playing for a while. I spent some time in Philly, but I got really homesick, and I came back here to stay with my mom for a bit before she died. And it's really nice to be home. I definitely gotta say that. So yeah.
Can I ask what inspired the group name?
So I wanted to use something with the word cicada in it, because it was a little bit autobiographical. I wanted to talk about, like, so there's a type of cicada that only comes out every 17 years. They just go dormant for that period of time, and then they come out 17 years later. And I think it was kind of like, for me, because I grew up really, really isolated. Like, I was homeschooled most of my life and had a pretty unusual upbringing. I was homeschooled, didn't have a lot of contact with society for a long time, so it's kind of about like what life was like in that sense, and kind of comparing it to like a cicada that goes dormant for 17 years. And then Theory was kind of added by a friend of mine who was like, "How about Cicada Theory?" And I was like, "Yeah, that's cool." So that's how that came about.
As my own self jab, when she was trying to pick that name, I told her, "I don't know, that sounds more like an album or a song title. Maybe pick something different." And now I would not change it for the world. So
Very cool. What are your main inspirations? I noticed you covered a Nirvana song.
Yeah. Nirvana for sure. The Cranberries became really, really huge for me. Dolores O'Riordan is like an idol of mine, and her death was really sad. And I would say REM is another influence, and the Pixies. There's probably others, but those are the main ones that come to mind.
In terms of like personal inspiration, I would say like Nirvana is a big one overall. In terms of just like myself, I studied jazz, so a lot of jazz records in terms of my own playing is a big inspiration. Art Blakey, Max Roach, etc. And then I would say like another like more recent band that I always compare Cicada Theory to, just because of like that kind of like 90s like guitar and like kind of Nirvana sound, is Super Heaven, and they're from Doylestown, so they're kind of, I guess, where we are, more local.
I didn't realize they're from Doylestown.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, so they're from like Doylestown, and they kind of remind me of like kind of like that Nirvana, like they have a lot of that like kind of chorus sound with their guitars, but it's a little bit more heavy, so yeah.
So my influences definitely vary a lot. I was much more into like the pop punk, post-hardcore stuff for a while, but when writing with Cicada Theory, my main influence definitely was bands like the Toadies. Toadies were a huge influence on me. I love the Rubberneck record. I think I've listened to it front to back about a million times at this point. So that's mostly where my musical inspiration comes from for this project.
All right, kind of going off the theory part of your name, I got a random question, but are there any random conspiracy theories that you strongly believe in? I've been very curious to ask someone about this, but mine is probably that Avril Lavigne is not Avril Lavigne, and it's a woman named Melissa.
Wow, I actually haven't heard that one. I got to look into that.
I think she was body doubled.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Super interesting.
Wow, okay.
I don't know, because there's some conspiracy theories that I used to believe in that I'm not so sure about anymore, but that's an interesting question. I'm going to let someone else go first on this.
I'm going to think. Who wants to go first?
That's a tough one. I would really have to think.
Sure. You believe in all sorts of conspiracy stuff. So.
I'm going to go with JFK wasn't shot, his head just did that.
I've never heard that in my life.
First beep
my
of the
fault. So sorry. Sometimes I'm just like all the stuff that happened during COVID. I'm trying to think of all the great conspiracy theories that came out of that. Nothing's coming to mind. Ugh.
Conspiracy.
That's a good question. I'm gonna start using that one.
I mean, I'm going to talk about, okay, so the whole Kurt Cobain conspiracy theory of whether he killed himself or whether he was murdered. I believed the conspiracy theory for a long time, but now I'm a little bit more unsure just because of some stuff that's come out and just kind of my own life experiences and reading more about it. And so for a long time, I kind of thought, well, he probably was murdered, because there's all sorts of evidence that could point to that. But it's also true that, now I don't know which side I take. I'm going to just go with that. But I will say that the people who are pushing the conspiracy theories that he was, well, whether it's a theory or not, the people who push the idea that he was murdered are mostly doing it for their own financial gain, so I don't know what to think anymore about it. I know that's a very, very controversial one, but that's something that I've been thinking about a lot lately, so probably opened up a whole can of worms with that one, but yeah.
But
When you find yourself sort of like in a songwriting rut, like you're kind of stuck with your songwriting and you kind of like kick out of like a how do you get over that? How do you try to get something new out of that?
That's a really good question. I was in a rut for a really long time. I still feel like I'm coming out of that, I guess, but I think I don't know. I think like being able to take a break from it and not force yourself to write if there's nothing coming out. Like I think sometimes like it's just not gonna happen and you have to put it to rest for a while and come back to it maybe in a couple months or a couple weeks or a couple days or whatever time frame works for you, you know, but I would say just, you can't force a song. Like, if you sit down and you are like, okay, I'm going to write a song at 9 p.m. tonight, like, that just doesn't usually work. So, usually you have to wait for something to inspire you or something bad to happen in your life or something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with songwriting, yeah, it can be difficult. I find that when I write, now because I play drums, it can be hard because I only know so much in terms of, like, playing other instruments. I do play, like, bass and guitar on the side, quote-unquote. And I have a lot of files that just sit on the laptop. and so I find that, honestly, like, sometimes I just have to be brave and take them out of the laptop and show them to other people and kind of see what they think. Because if you just kind of be like, hey, here's my idea, and you have other people listen to that idea, they might be like, oh, you could add this, or oh, you could add that. And I find that can be helpful, depending on what the song might be. So yeah, I think like sometimes like it can be good to take like breaks with songwriting. Other times I find that just like reaching out to other people can be helpful because they might hear something that you don't. So
it's really nice. What's up next for you guys? Do we have any big projects we're working on?
Yes, so we are working on recording the remainder of some songs to release an EP, and it might take a little bit because just a lot of life stuff has been crazy, but the goal is like within the next year to get those songs recorded and to try to release a little EP. So the EP would include Ghost Haiku, Great Star Drive, and probably one to two more songs other than that, and just to try to write more, to try to make more stuff, try to come up with some new ideas, and also to try to just keep playing shows. I'm really excited personally to try to kind of get involved with the scene in the DMV area, because I, even though I grew up here and I like, you know, this is home to me, like I got really deep into the Philly scene, and I'm kind of excited to like get involved with this scene. So that's what like one of my goals personally for this year. Yeah.
Really cool.
Where can we find you all?
Yeah, you can find us on Instagram at cicada.theory. You can follow, or you can find us on Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, all of the good ones. Make a plug for Bandcamp there. Well, I guess I shouldn't say that, but yeah. So, but yeah. You can find us Instagram, so cicada.theory.
All right. Well, that was Cicada Theory. We can't thank you guys enough for being here today. And thank you, everyone, for joining us for another episode of Third Rail. We will not be here next week, but we will see you again in 2 weeks with some more local artists set to be announced very soon. So go to our Instagram and you'll see who we've got in the lineup. All right. See ya.
Yeah.